Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
Welcome, Spirit of God friends and family. Appreciate your presence here tonight. We're hoping that the Holy Spirit would touch your heart somewhere, some way this evening. That if you're struggling with anything, any burdens, any illnesses, that they would be taken care of in this meeting. We trusting that the Lord still heals and is in the healing business. And Joe is bringing in the worship music, and sometimes it happens in the worship music. Angels love it when we worship, so they're joining in. So expect something to happen tonight. Trust him for something, because that's part of our faith is about trust. So we're going to start out first with doing communion. I like to do communion before we start out because it gets all the dust out, you know, all the junk from our soulish person that we might have carried through the day or that we might be struggling with. Because remember from Womack's teaching, Spirit, Soul, and Body, God's not mad at us. He loves us. And he made the spirit person in us to be perfect and holy. So we want to get our soul caught up through taking communion tonight. So be honest with God when you take communion tonight. If you've got, you know, stuff the Holy Spirit's putting his finger on, agree with him and just get it out of the way. Confess it and it will be forgiven tonight. So we're going to start with Colossians. I got a couple scriptures I'd like to share with you from Colossians and then from Romans about communion. So we're going to start, let's see. All right. Colossians 8 through 14. And Keena's so sharp, man. I just asked her 10 minutes before to put the scriptures on the screen. I don't know if you can see them from where you're at, but I was a teacher for 29 years, and the more senses you engage in the learning experience, the more the knowledge sticks, okay? So when you see it, and you hear it, and you touch it, you know, every sense you can engage, you know, buries that learning experience a little bit more than just operating through one sense. So read along. We're starting at 8. All right, Colossians 1, verse 8. And he is, and this is should be New Living Translation, hopefully. He has told us about the love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. So we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. That's where we're about here. We're trying to know God better and better. When we get to heaven, we don't want to say, hey, we don't want to hear the verse, I never knew you. Depart from me. We want to know him. We want to get to know him better now while we're still here and into intimate ways. So we also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power so you will have all the endurance and patience you may need to be filled with joy always, thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has he delivered us from the power of darkness, and in the King James Version, which I like here, I got that next to the New Living, he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. I like the word translated, because when we were wandering around in darkness, he found us and translated us and put us in the kingdom. So we have, you know, that's something he did. We didn't do that. We just cooperated. We said yes to it. in whom we have redemption, or who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. He purchased it and forgave us for all our sins. So, and that's the end of that one, right? Yeah, so now let's go to Romans chapter 8. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Jesus Christ. Free and clear, no condemnation. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own Son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving us his Son as a sacrifice. So God has chosen Jesus to be that sacrifice so that sin, even the guilt and shame of our sin, is wiped out. He took the guilt of our shame and on the cross. So we can say, wow, that was me. That's no longer who I am. That's not who I am on the inside. So I'm not going to let the enemy keep pointing his finger to my past and say, no, you can't go into the Holy of Holies. Look what a mess you made of your life. No, Jesus took that, nailed it to the cross. The old man's dead, and we're now living through our spirit man, who is perfect and holy in his eyes. So as we come to the communion table, I like to have a hymn, you know, and I'm an old school person, so I like old school hymns. So I'm going to have an old school hymn up here, The Solid Rock. Some of you know this one. I always loved this hymn. But personalize it. Well, before you go up, listen to the lyrics and listen to the hymn, and then when you're ready to come up, if you've asked Christ into your heart at some point, you're welcome to take communion here. You need to have made that decision before you take communion. If you haven't made that decision and you would like to make that decision by the end of the night, I would be happy to lead you in a prayer of salvation so you come born again, so you can do this. But anybody that's born again in this room, come up and take communion and get free. So the Holy Spirit is telling me to that we're going to take a little risk here. I'm a risk taker. I like to take risks in the Holy Spirit. So we're going to actually, instead of saying, please God, take away this hip pain, I'm going to have us dig into our authority that he's given us. The authority he's given us allows us to speak to the mountain and tell it to go. So I'm going to do a little experiment with that right now in this group. Just say, say it under your breath, or you can speak it in your prayer language, or you can say it, silently. But hip pain, go in Jesus' name. So you're speaking to the mountain. You're telling it must leave. God has given us the authority to do that. So take him up on it and then pray the positive. No hip pain. My hip feels great. Thank you, Lord, for healing. By your stripes, I was healed, and I'm claiming it, and I'm declaring it in Jesus' name. You can also tell your emotions in your mind that I'm well. It is well with my soul. I feel good. I feel good. I do too. But do you know we have the authority over our emotions and our minds to get them in line? Even when the waves are blowing and the winds are howling on your house, you can still say, it's well with my soul. Hey, I feel good. I'm blessed and highly favored, and aren't we all blessed and highly favored? The Lord loves us so much. Own it. Own it. What we're learning here through this ministry and our journey is that healing is for today. It's not something that happened, you know, when the apostles were roaming on the earth. Healing is for today, and we can bring healing from our spirit man into the world and touch other people, and they can get healed too. And the likes of us, we're princes and kings in his view. In our spirit man, we have that authority, so we need to start acknowledging that that's possible and start moving in it if we expect to see something happen. And instead of trudging around going to other healers and other conferences and this and that, you can actually be healed in the quiet of your room. And I want to just explain that a little bit. There's many ways to get healed. But you could get healed on your own with the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God the Father. Derek Prince did it. I want to share a little story about Derek Prince. Some of you have heard this or not, but he had an incurable skin disease during the war, and he was in the hospital for a year, and then they moved him to Sudan, which was way more hot, and he had nothing else to do, but he had time on his hands. So he figured, you know that I could get healed, but I just don't have enough faith for it. And then it came across his heart that, but wait, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So he began to take that seriously, and he began to go through the Bible and start finding the healing verses, and he took it like medicine. So he was taking medicine for the illness, but the Spirit said, take my word as medicine. Take this healing just like you would take medicine, morning, noon, and night. So he began to find the healing scriptures, and then he declared those healing scriptures morning, noon, and night, and he wound up being cured completely from that disease. It was an incurable disease, they said, and it never came back again. So we can actually use the power of the word, and I want to get us into this idea that the word is alive, that Jesus Christ is the word. And he lives in us. We have Jesus Christ in us. We have the Holy Spirit living inside each of us. And if we don't start recognizing it and acknowledging it and operating in it, nothing's going to happen. We have to activate our belief to that. And when the belief comes with the word and the Spirit, the manifestation takes place and boom, the healing's there. So I just want to encourage you guys with that. This year, I was wondering if I should change things up a little bit in my daily devotions, and I was reading for a year. I was reading scriptures that the Lord gave me that were what I'd call rhema words. I would ask the Holy Spirit in the morning, "What should I read?" And then He'd go, "Well, let's do Colossians 1." I would get that impression. And then I'd read Colossians 1, then I'd ask him for the next verse. And I'd do 5 verses like that a day, and I did that for a year, a whole year. And it's really, really energized my faith and it's brought me to another place. And now he's telling me, okay, well, you don't have to do 5, let's do 3. And let's do all those rhema words I gave you out of the Amplified Version. So I started reading them out of the Amplified Version, which has a little bit more of a grasp for Greek and Hebrew understanding. It goes into a little bit more depth. So I've been reading those. And then when he gives me a word that jumps out, and I'm saying, what does that word mean? So I'm going to go, Kina's going to flash up on the screen. There's an app called the Blue Letter Bible app. How many of you have ever come across that app? Okay, that app is a wonderful app to have because it will, it gives you the King James Version, and then you find the word you're looking for. So I just want to read a little bit of Romans 8. And this is one of these words that you can actually take, and it has healing particles. Pastor Vlad says the word has actual healing particles in it, the actual word, living word of God. So we're sitting on healing particles when we're reading these words, and when it's a rhema word and you know it's for you and you just know it, then you take that word and you start moving with it. So Romans, let's get there, Romans. Eight and scroll to 11. You got it up there? Romans 8:11. Let me get this going here for a second. I'm doing this out of the King James because the King James is linked to Strong's Concordance. Strong's Concordance gives you the Greek word and the meaning of it. So that's why we're using King James. On the left, I like King James and I like New Living. And now I'm using the Amplified to try to zone in on the next depths of what the word's trying to do in my life here. So I'm going to, let's see, where are we? 8:11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. Meditate on that for a moment. The same Spirit lives in you that raised Jesus from the dead, right? He lives in all of us. And if He dwells in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. And I said, okay, well, quicken, what does that mean? So now let's go to the word, scroll up so they could see how you use this Bible app. So we go down and we're looking for one single word. We look for one word and we wait till we find quicken. And there it is. See it on the left? It says quicken. Now you click on that word, and then can you also click on this here, this little microphone? It says zoopieo. Zoopieo is the Greek word for quicken.
Strong's G2227, zoopieo.
That's more like how you say it. Zoopieo. It gives you the actual pronunciation of the word, and then it gives you more in-depth meaning of that particular word. So let's scroll up and look at what that means. And it starts right here. Quicken, give, life, make alive, then to produce alive, begat or bear living young. That's what the Spirit's doing in you when He's quickening you. Living young to... cause to live, make alive, give life. So something that's dead or something that's not right, He's causing to make it alive, give it life, to restore to life, to give increase of life, thus physical life of the Spirit, quickening as respects the Spirit, endued with new and greater powers of life, seeds quickened into life, germinating, springing up, and growing. Doesn't that give you a bigger picture of the word quicken? And that's what's so cool about using this tool and getting this Blue Letter Bible app, which costs nothing. This costs nothing, and it's like having libraries in your phone of things you can do. This is only one little tool that, that you can use it for. But anyway, so, you know, when you're speaking to the mountain and you sit there and you look at the word and you say, well, is the word true? And now it's saying this is possible. It's a little easier to make the shift from faith to belief that, well, if the word's true and God lives in me and the Holy Spirit lives in me and he says this will happen. This isn't when you die and go to heaven. This is here, today, now, for today. You can use this and then stand on it and you and visualize if you did the same thing with just this one verse that Derek Prince did. Morning, noon, and night. And you did it morning, noon, and night, and morning, noon, and night until you got healed. You might get healed the second day. You might get healed in a year. I don't know when that's going to happen, but we got to believe that this and acknowledge that this is possible, that we can actually use the living word of God to heal whatever it is. And he's healed us from all sickness, all mental, emotional, physical. There's no sickness that God doesn't have a healing cure for. And we have to believe that. And then we have to receive that. And then watch it happen. Watch the healing take place. And then be a living testimony for other people around you that this has happened. And we can do the same for other people. We can take that same belief and lay our hands on somebody. There's many different ways to get healed, but I just want you to know that you can get healed with you and a Bible. If that's all you had, is you and a Bible, you could get healed of your illness through that. So I just want to give you a couple of the other Rhema scriptures that God's given me. And I want to read Derek Prince's one from, let's go to Proverbs 4:20. And you got that on another, I think, did I give you that one, Kina? Yeah, okay. So Proverbs 4:20. My child, pay attention. This is the verse that Derek Prince ran across when he was in the hospital. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them, and healing to their whole body. Remember we talked about spirit, soul, and body. Well, we're talking about coming from here, the spirit man to coming into the body and making this change, a real change. So that's exciting. And so when he got a hold of that, he goes, there's hope for me. Wow, I'm going to start doing this. And so he started going in and then finding the life-giving words and not only just speaking them, you know, but meditating on them, personalizing them, owning them, because like Pastor Vlad says, the word has healing particles in it. It's actually got healing particles in it, the actual word. And Jesus is the word, and Jesus is in you, and you are one of his children. He doesn't want you sitting wallowing in this decrepit state that the enemy's got you under. That's a violation of your body. That's a violation of who you are in the kingdom. And you can get a faulty thinking system like a lot of the world has. Well, God's done this to build my character. There's a whole section of people that believe that your illness is to build your character. That's bogus. No, he wants you well. You know, so I guess that's about what I wanted to say with that. All right, so let's go to Matthew 11:28-30. And what he's been teaching me lately. See, I believe that we can operate in steadfast and immovable peace even in the storm. And I've been testing God on that, and I've been going, what's up? You know, I don't feel like I'm at peace at all right now. So he's been teaching me how to learn how to surrender some of the toughest burdens that I'm carrying. And it hasn't been an easy year for me, but Jesus has got this. Jesus has all your burdens, all your anything that you carry in. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy, carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. So there comes a place where you have to humble yourself and say, I've done everything I can with this burden. You know, I'm not as self-reliant as I used to be in my 40s, you know. I got to realize that, man, I need to tap on the higher powers. And so I'm tapping on a higher power, and that's Jesus. That's Jesus in me that's going to carry this. I'm surrendering it. I'm bringing it to the throne. I'm bringing it and surrendering it like, you know, Abraham would have done with his son. You know, you're just giving it, and then you're trusting. Then you got to trust. Then you got to trust that he's got it. And if he's got it, you got to leave it alone. You got to leave it alone and not carry it. And so he's teaching me how to do that. And thank God I've got my prayer language, because my prayer language helps me go further with taking the thought captive and telling my thought, no, I'm not going to sit around here and spin in negative land because of this circumstance I'm going through. I am well. It is well with my soul. Jesus has this. I surrendered it to him, and I'm going to leave it there, and I'm going to carry on with my life. So as we learn these things and we see them operate, and it'll build our faith, it can help build other people's faith too, to walk through whatever it is they're walking through. This is a rough portion in the United States right now. This is a rough time. People are struggling. People are not, this isn't an easy time for people. We need to take God to the test and say, is this really true? You really got me? You really got me with this situation? And trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So the big challenge is the word of God true? Is God real? Is Christ real in me? Is the Holy Spirit alive in me? And I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to operate the rest of my life that way. Yes. And if I'm struggling along, I'm going to find out where did I go wrong? You know, what's going on? And God will bring you victory. We've already won. You know, we've already won, right? We've already won the big victory. So I just going to end with that. Just be encouraged that the word is alive and you can use it. And a couple other things real quick. Do you ever get up at 3 in the morning and you can't go back to sleep? I have. I do. And what God showed me was introduced me to Pastor Vlad on the what is it? What's the app? YouTube. If you look up Pastor Vlad on YouTube, he'll give you 100 healing scriptures to listen to, 100, and he'll pray with you. You can sit there and put your headphones on or turn your radio down, whatever, and listen to the meditation. By the end of that, you know, it's about an hour. By the end of that, man, you can't think of two thoughts at the same time. So you're sitting there listening to him, and you're just soaking that in. You're going, wow, that just lifted. That thing the enemy was trying to catch me with at 3 in the morning is gone now. He also has a sleep meditation that's 2 hours long just brings positive scripture, and you can listen to that, and that will take care of some of that attack. We have to resist the enemy, and he will flee from us. We need to draw close to God, and he'll draw near to us. We have to be part of what's going on in our life. We can't just sit there helplessly thinking, oh, God, help me, help me. Well, yeah, he is helping you, but you have to be part of joining in and doing something about it with him. So it's you and God together. He's going to do the miracle, but you have to cooperate. You have to acknowledge that you've got this agent on your side, that you got angels, you got everything going for you. So anyway, so I wanted to, also, if you go online, look up 100 scriptures, healing scriptures, there's a lot of different places that you can go to find 100 of them. So if you want to try taking this experiment that Derek Prince had and start looking up those scriptures, we have promises and the healing scriptures, but if we don't, if we're lazy and we don't sit there and start operating in what he's already given us, we're not gonna, we're gonna meet with failure instead of victory. So when you find something that works, share it and operate in it, and you'll get victory, you'll get freedom in it. So I want to encourage you with that. And let's see, I think that's, if you have, if you need prayer, I've got two prayer warriors in the back here, Kim and John, that would be happy, I'm sure, to pray for you if you needed it. Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go
ahead. Yeah, no, please. Mm-hmm.
So I love that you were sharing about, sorry, I always forget his name. Who's the guy that was in the hospital sick?
Derek Prince.
Derek Prince.
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't think of it. I'm bad with names. Unless it's students. But Derek Prince, the prescription that God gave him, right, saying that scripture three times a day in Proverbs 1.
Not only that scripture, though. I thought it was at first only that scripture. Then as I heard him talk about it, he researched other healing scriptures too. So it wasn't just that one.
And but he did it by the Spirit.
Yeah.
And he said, faith comes by hearing, so he was hearing himself speak it. I'm just saying that to you into something that the Lord gave me while you were talking.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that built his faith. And sometimes in a certain area, we might have high faith in one area and we're struggling in another. And I just had a sense that many of us in the room are being pressed right now because we've cried out and we're being tested. And so the Lord has an encouragement. But before I share the encouragement, I also felt to say I love that you were sharing about Pastor Vlad and YouTube. And I just want to say two more things. If you're one of those where you're up at night or you just want to go to sleep and you just want to focus on the Lord, two things that really minister to me that I felt led to say also, just to get you going too in different avenues and streams, is if you have Spotify or Apple Music and you just want the auditory and you want your phone closed, Spotify has two things that really bless me. One is Graham Cook, a prophetic soaking.
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
And another one is John Hagee, has a very anointed healing and prosperity, and just it has prayer on it, like same like you said with Pastor Vlad, but John Hagee's on Spotify. Pastor Vlad might be too, and maybe the Lord will lead you somewhere else, but
sure, thank you, yeah.
Share that in this season.
Yeah.
The scripture that he gave me while you were talking is from James 1, we all know it, but it's out of the Passion Translation, and just take it as an encouragement tonight. I'm just prayerfully considering where in James 1 to start. Okay, so James 1 verse 2. My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up in you the power of endurance. And then as your endurance grows even stronger, it will release perfection into every part of your being until there is nothing missing or nothing lacking. And if anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom. He will give it. He will not see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but he will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace. Just make sure you ask, empowered by confident faith without doubting. And I'm not going to go on about he who doubts is like a double-minded man. That's what God's word taught us, right? Be encouraged on repeating scriptures. Forget the religion that one day didn't help you years ago. Do it out loud if that's what he's telling you to do. Get the scripture he's telling you to say. Say it as a prescription. You can't overdose on the word. And be encouraged by James.
Thank you, Kim. I also, that brought to my mind, too, Andrew Womack is another mentor of mine. And Andrew Womack, he would read the scriptures, and he would pore over hours reading the scriptures, but then he would also pray in tongues after he read the scriptures, so that he's using tongues, not just babbling without knowing where it's going, but he's actually strategically trying to find the revelation understanding of that word. So I believe we can do that too. A lot of people get their tongues and then they don't do anything with it. It sits on a shelf. We need to be praying in tongues regularly. Am I going too far over?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you explain Rhema?
Yeah, Rhema. There's logos is the actual written word, and you'll be sitting there. You know, I don't know if you guys are like this. You'll be sitting there, you're trying to get your devotion, and you're reading, and then all of a sudden, boom, whoa, that verse is for me, man. That verse has my name on it. That verse is cutting me into my spirit. And it's so important to me that that starts to become actually like if it were part of my arm or something. It stays with me, and that's a rhema word. It's empowered by the Spirit. It's alive. It's a live word for you. And the more of those you can get in you and operate with in your life, the more victorious you're going to be, because the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. And that's our offensive weapon. We can fight off pretty much anything with the Word of God and the Spirit, those two coming together. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God is the 1-2 punch. So, I'm sure you're walking around with the rhema words that you've used. You just didn't know what they were called. It's called rhema. But, I used to think, well, do I have to sit down and memorize words, to get them in my heart so the Holy Spirit can use them? No, once you have a rhema word and you're using that over and over again, all of a sudden you'll be in a conversation, boom, it'll come. The Holy Spirit will bring that word to you, and that's the word you're supposed to say to that person at any given time. And he will not take that word without making it useful. So you can sit there and leave a word of God that he's given you to say to somebody and know that he's doing something with that, whether you see the results or not. Yeah. So the last thing I'm going to say, because this is spurring up more things that I wanted to say, but so Pastor Vlad, this year is January, in January I came across his 7 holy habits. He's got something that says 7 holy habits that build up the spirit man. And those habits, you should, if you can, put it on YouTube or whatever you can to get him those 7 holy habits. It might be an hour or something like that. And listen to them, because they're very, I'm just going to run by them just to, whet your appetite. But the first habit is studying the Word, being in the Word of God. The second habit, help me if I miss one, because we're going over this with our men's group on Thursdays. But the second one is don't take offense. Okay, offense gets in the way. It's like a block. And it's one of those snares. It's easy to sit there and be offended or be too sensitive about what this person said or that person said, or you're taking offense with this or that. Get offense out of your life. Do whatever you have to do to get that out of your life. And then the next one is sort of like that. It's get very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Don't be so sensitive about what other people are saying, but get hugely sensitive to the Holy Spirit so you hear his voice and you obey him. So you're sharpening that part of who you are. So you're not developing this callus over your heart by offenses that you're walking around with. All right, so, and then there was, let's see. Speak in tongues. Get your prayer language. If you don't have your prayer language, see one of us, and we'll help you get your prayer language. And operate in it regularly. Speak in your prayer language. Pray, you know, sing in your prayer language. Worship in your prayer language. Do battle in your prayer language. Connect to God and love him through your prayer language. Because you can go deep into your spirit man and love from a place that you never, that you could never do in the English language. So the prayer language is so important in the battle, and especially when you're trying to transform your mind and renew your mind and get out of the negative thinking patterns you're in. The other thing is fasting. Start developing a fasted life. Doesn't have to be all the time. You know, you could take once a month or three times a month or, you know, whatever. Start fasting because you're humbling yourself and you're opening another window for God to speak to you during a fast. It's a great discipline of the faith. Let's see. Then the other thing is find some way that you can serve. If you're not serving, if you're always taking, you're like this big lake that is absorbing all this stuff, this pond, and it becomes like the Dead Sea if you don't have an outlet. So we're to be rivers of living water. We're by serving. God gives us something, we flow out, we do whatever he's prompting you to do. The Holy Spirit's got a calling on every one of your lives in here. You need to find it. If you don't know what it is, ask the Holy Spirit, what is my calling? What am I supposed to be doing? And it doesn't have to be, you know, major. You know, it can be simple, you know, simple things. Some service is very simple. You know, you're just caring for somebody. You just say a polite word, but you're doing it intentionally. It's part of your ministry. You know, you might be a prayer intercessor. That's hugely important. You know, whatever, you know, and find that outlet to where you can serve and start bringing heaven to earth. You know, we're supposed to be operating in some way for God to change the face of this earth. Did I leave anything out? There were seven of them. Oh, make wise decisions. It was a thing about trying. You know, you don't go around thinking, "Well, will this sin send me to hell?" And then, you know, well, hopefully it won't. No. You make a wise decision. Should you be wandering around if you got a drinking problem? Should you be going in a bar? You know, if you got a drinking problem, you know, it's like make a wise decision. You can spend lots of money with a credit card. Is that the wise? It's not a sin, but is it wise? So we start taking responsibility of making wise decisions with our life and our time instead of, will this sin send me to hell? That's a different way to look at your life, trying to be productive and feeding the spirit man instead of feeding the flesh man. Because the flesh man's always there. You know, ready to stumble and do stupid stuff. So we're starting to try to be who we are in our spirit man instead of the flesh. So those seven, and don't try to do them all at once. You know, take one and work on it until you got a little mastery in it, and then go after another one. But Pastor Vlad is a very amazing man to me and very helpful with the path that I'm on right now. So be blessed.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from SpiritofGodWorldwide.com.